Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from Marshall County Community Foundation and Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and the Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's a Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests Lauren Schapter and Dennis James of the Society of Broken Souls, and a special song by music director John Baylor, the Shoot the Moon Radio Hour quiz show, and me, your announcer, Meg Robinson. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your Radio Hour host, the winner of last year's nose hair braiding contest, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round.
Well, welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are so lucky to have with us a guest announcer from Lincoln Junior High School, Meg Robinson. And she, Meg, you have played here at the Wild Rose Moon a number of times at our open mics, haven't you? And recently, you played a song, let's see if I can remember, the Silver Spoon song, right? Did you enjoy that experience?
Yeah, it was fun. I want to do it again.
Good, good, good. Well, we loved having you. And, you know, that was a neat experience for us to hear you play and then to have you joined by Joe Martin Rickey and Sean Hoffman. He's just an extremely great fiddle player. And there was that other guitar player. What was his name that played with you? John Baylor. Yeah.
You remembered.
Anyway, we are so lucky, Meg, to have all the way from Fairfield, Iowa with us today, Dennis James and Lauren Schapter of Society of Broken Souls. Thank you so much for coming to our show. And you know, I am a big fan of your music, and I love all the mix, the way you mix it together, because there are so many different instruments, and it's very well thought out, and you get a lot happening with just the two of you. Now, how do you work that out? But it's just a lot of rehearsal, I guess.
Well, we're married.
Oh,
so
oh,
it is a fair amount of rehearsal, but the beautiful thing is the songs seem to happen organically. We don't co-write. Everything, if Dennis sings it, he wrote it, and if I sing it, I wrote it 99% of the time. But what will happen is we'll have the basic skeleton of the song, the lyrics, the chords, and the melody, and then we'll sit down and hash it out and try to figure out what elements, and that's where the co-creation comes in with a lot of the producing, where I might have a certain idea, but then he'll throw something in, and it just evolves really organically. It sounds a little bit hokey, but it does.
It sounds No, you go ahead.
Most of the time, we have a preconceived notion of what we think we want the arrangement or instrumentation to sound like. But because we're both multi-instrumentalists and we have a bunch of different brushes from which to paint, we'll sometimes just try anything, too, you know. And then suddenly, it starts to come together on its own. Most of the time, the songs exist before you ever discover them. They're just waiting for you to uncover all the truths that they mean to tell. So
you can figure that out if you just look at a persona like Bob Dylan. Yeah. because I mean, where are all those songs coming from, man? It got to be out there.
I've always maintained the best way to write a song is to go somewhere very quiet and listen.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's right too. Well, we would like to listen to one of your songs.
This is actually a pretty new song. We've been playing it since about sometime in September, maybe. Is that when
that
we started playing
about right.
it?
Right. And as soon as we get home, we're going to look at trying to record this one.
Lay your burdens on the shore. Strip yourself of your worries. Let them trouble you no more. Let them trouble you no more. Best you close your eyes, gather up your rest, for we all learn to die down there at the river's edge. Yes, we all die at the river's edge. The sun born from the tears of a lie. Now it all comes undone. Upon the shore. trouble you no more. No little trouble.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of your songs feel to me like they come out of the West. They have and I think it's the guitar, the bass on the guitar line, and then also the kind of space that you allow each song to have. It feels like that the notes hang as well as the song sort of hangs as a tapestry for the story to unfold. Is that a good way of talking about it?
It sounds good to me. I'd buy it. I would definitely buy it.
I always thought it was because we were lacking in our instrumental abilities, so we had to create space. we'll do the intentional Western thing if that works too.
There is something magical about this. I think we all have some kind of magnetic charge that when you drive west,
yes,
when you chase the setting sun,
yeah,
That's what we do. That's like such a metaphor for everything about life. And I know for me, it's one of the strongest. When we're on tour, if we drive west, I'm in the best mood. When we turn around to come back east, my mood starts to crash.
Wow.
I don't know why.
So, I also have really to say, Dennis is really, he's really good about leaving room for that space. You know, when we're working out an arrangement to a song, I will often say, well, I want you to play something there. And he's like, no, you need to give people room to breathe.
Yeah.
And so he's really good about pushing for that expansion.
That's great.
Yeah.
So when, in terms of your own songwriting, you're talking about these collaborations that happen after the song is in place, sort of, and you've worked out the general chordal structure, and then you talk about the tapestry of it. Talk about a song that maybe you've written in which that's happened.
Well, we have a new song. We're not going to play it today, and that's exactly what was happening, where I just felt this very scary thing about being just me and the guitar, and I wanted him to play more in it, and he was like, no, you just got to let it breathe. You got to, and he sort of pushed that issue, and so I'm standing there, you know, hanging out, and I have to get comfortable with that. But in terms of, you know, that particular song that I'm talking about, it almost always works out that whoever is singing is not the person doing the lead work. Like, for example, that last song we just did, that's Dennis's song. He wrote it. I come up with all the fiddle parts. And so we sort of leave it to the person who's not written the song to come up with a lot of the musical elements. I don't think we ever intended it to be that way. But
it usually makes sense because if you're singing and trying to play lead, that's, you know, that can be taxing on the brain. So, you know, I want to touch on something she said though about this space. You know, it's daunting to be a solo or duo and have that much exposure. You know, when you have a 4-piece or a 5-piece band, I mean, it's easy to hide. We started playing with a bass player for a while, and it was like we would have shows where we're just like so light at the end of it because we haven't been trying to cover that information, convey that low end, that body. When it's just the two of us, you're wanting to fill in as much as you can so you don't feel so exposed, you know, because it's like every note is audible, every note. So.
Well, actually, I find it quite charming, even without the bass, bass line, the big bass line. I find it quite charming and very story. Again, it's like the story is unfolding, and this is the tapestry.
And the truth of the matter is for us as songwriters, you know, we're musicians. That's the thing that speaks to us. And when we hear a song that we really, really love, we do listen to the elements, especially recorded versions. We want to hear all of the pieces that go into it. And sometimes there's really subtle things that your average listener might not hear that we will hear in the production of a song. But at the end of the day, the lyrics are the most important thing to us. And I know that's not the case for everybody, and so that's why it's a song. It's music and lyrics. But for us, it is the story, whether it's a direct story song or whether it's, you know, the story's implied. We want the focus to be solely on what we're trying to communicate, the words that we're trying to communicate.
And stay out of the way of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to get out of the way again here and let you do another song.
It is. It's one of my favorite songs of Lauren's that we've yet to record.
We don't often perform it because it's very quiet and it needs a quiet room. But I'll tell you a quick little story about this song. Dennis and I, we live in a town very similar in size to Plymouth, and we were coming home from an art opening many, many years ago, and there was a car that was not going through the intersection, and I mean, there's no traffic at 11 o'clock at night or 10:30 at night, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. And then I realized that there was an older man on his hands and knees in the crosswalk. And so we got out, and he was okay. He was just very inebriated. And it was outside the VFW, and he started telling us about, you know, it was his birthday, and he had no people, and it was very heartbreaking, and but he was trying to get in his car to drive home, and so we got his keys, and Dennis drove him in his truck to his house, and I followed behind, and we stayed with him for probably about an hour. Would that have been
at least that long?
You know, he told us his story, and did not know we were songwriters. So just, you know, if you're telling a story, maybe make sure that you're not talking to a writer. Because he said something that became the end line of the chorus. And it's we got out of that when we went to go home. I just looked at him and I said, "It's mine." I claimed the song.
She claimed the song.
And I did that because Dennis, the songs flow out of him. They have to be beaten out of me. So yeah, I figured I deserved a leg up. Oh, my darling Josephine, been gone from me so many years, and though time keeps marching on, it don't stop these lonely tears. I sit and wonder just where you are, and if you know the darkness I have seen, and if your heart breaks the way mine does, oh, how I miss you, my Josephine. But do you recall that warm summer day? Very land we pledged to never part. Josephine, you were the volume of all my heart. We cleared the land and we broke the ground, laid the floor, raised the beams, raised five children to be strong. We planted crops and we planted dreams, but one by one and year by year, from this farmland
we watched those children go. Didn't seem to want the life we made, but what they're searching for, I'll never know. Summer day, the war behind me, and I was home to stay. And right here on this very land, we pledged to never part. Josephine, you were the volume of all my. July. I guess the good Lord thought that she should be with you. I don't see much of our only son. It seems he's only here when he's passing through. So I spend most nights at the bar in town, looking for someone my story to tell. 'Cause this old house that we made a home, well, it ain't nothing now but an empty shell. And do you recall that warm summer day?
Extraordinary. Well, I'd like to talk with you sometime about that in our next next exchange at, in the third section of the show. But I want us to thank Society of Broken Souls again just for this section. Can you give them a nice hand? Wow. Up next, we have a Shoot the Moon game show. And a special song from our music producer, let's see, what's his name? Oh yeah, John Baylor.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon Radio, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.